Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jane Pollock. Jane is a certified professional coach. She's the author of Sole Proprietor. She is an outstanding consultant to small businesses. Jane Pollock, P-O-L-L-A-K.com is the website. Jane, thanks again for being here. We're talking about an event project that you've got going on where you're trying to help, she's trying to help the stakeholders of an industry come together as peers, as associates, as people who can help each other, stay engaged in the industry to keep the industry strong. And so you were telling us about some of the steps that you took to make that happen. Talk to us some more about that.
I will, and I always take the word try out. I wasn't trying to help; I was helping. There are words I use. I say my people can't use should, try, just, can't afford, and little, because it diminishes what we do. So I was helping them, and I insist that they watch their vocabulary.
Right.
So one of the things we did in that group was to form mastermind groups where people get to be heard, appreciated, motivated, and get resources. Where they get to have, we talked about having a set amount of time. They cannot go on and on forever. And after 5 minutes, I say you can, vent for 5 minutes and then get feedback from the other people in the group, because these are valuable resources to you. And we ended the day and a half with something called a come as you'll be party, which was taken right out of Jack Canfield's success principles, where we said it's 2023 and everything you ever wanted to have happen has happened in your business. So come dressed as that person. So there were women who came as though they had started a foundation based on the profits of their business. Another had become a real estate mogul as she had expanded to 5 locations. Hmm. Another one was designing her business to enhance her lifestyle. So one woman came in pajamas and a sleep mask because now that she had her business going so well, she was able to sleep. And they saw each other dressed up, and then I interviewed each of them.
They actually showed up in that garb and everything.
In that garb, and on the door it said, "It's now 2023. Speak only in the present."
I'd be showing up with my fly rod in my hand.
Exactly. And the thing is that you realize it's closer than you think. And what is the advice you would give your younger self? And we kept joking about, it seems like only yesterday that was 2018. But what would you tell that person? And the wisdom that came out, and the tears, and the the laughter, and the profound knowledge, the wisdom, we really have this within us. If I can dream it, like Earl Nightingale said, if you can dream it, you can have it, you can create it. So we left on
in
that
America,
note, very high.
I think it's really important to point out that what you just said.
Yes.
And I'm not saying it cannot be done in other countries. But it is wide open in America, and it's not like that anywhere else in the world.
I'm
going to tell you something. All of us, including women, need to take a moment and recognize the blessings we have in the opportunity to be business owners in America.
We are so fortunate, and you are so right. And anytime we forget about that, just to be reminded that we can say what we want, do what we want, be where we want, and so on. We have incredible freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the whole thing of an intensive is taking a step away from your business to focus on your business, that e-myth.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole point of it is, to give yourself the time to really say, what is it that I want in my life, and am I moving towards that, and to find a group who now, will support you and see you as the greater self that you imagine yourself to be.
Right, exactly. So, what is the result? What are the results? What have you accomplished?
Well, first of all, there were 15 women. Next year there'll be another. They call it masterclass. People are signing up like crazy to be a part of this. They have inspired other members to have what they have. We're going to have a quarterly call now, with their big goal in mind. So we'll get on, and there's something called Maestro where we can I can put them into groups of three and supervise the calls, so they can have a virtual mastermind with me kind of jumping in, and then we'll have a reunion next year before the conference, so they can measure. You know, all of it, you know, in entrepreneurship is taking measurable actions to create your goals.
And how about this? 5 years from now, 5 years from now, you have those people come back as they are then. And you've recorded how they said they were going to be 5 years before that, and let them talk about what they did to make it happen, and let the ones who didn't make it talk about why they failed.
But Jim, you and I both know that when you set a lofty goal like that, it happens so much faster.
Yep.
The universe is in compliance with you, and so they're going to have those goals in a year, maybe 18 months, and then they'll have new goals.
Henry
so
Ford,
really
I think
exciting,
it was.
But to watch each other.
Henry Ford is alleged to have said, whether you can or whether you think you can or whether you think you can, either way, you're right.
I love that. It's exactly right. And to have a group of other people say, you know, how's it go? How's the real estate going? To be in that conversation.
You got to be held accountable.
Rather than the naysayers.
That's another thing that you guys are doing. You're holding each other accountable, aren't you?
Accountable and also esteemable. You know, it's like, I know what you see for yourself, and I'm holding that picture for you. I want you to reach it as much as I want you to hold the picture of what I want to reach.
Right.
So there's this mutual admiration, which is why the confidentiality is so key in this situation.
Right.
That, you know, because dreams are fragile. Zig Ziglar said, be careful who you share your go-up goals with.
That's
you
right.
want to make sure that they're held, you know, gently and with the fragility that we see them to be.
Great
because
respect.
Because they can be dashed very quickly.
Yeah. Jane Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-K, janepollack.com is the website. Hey, Jane, good job. Come back soon.
Such a privilege to be on your show, Jim, and to be in this great country.
You too. Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.